Spirits, as you know, co-parenting may not always be easy, but with some fathers, it can be a breeze. I'm so glad to have my homie on the show because we heard a mother's horror story. Now let's listen to a brother's story from Dave B813. Let's go. This podcast is sponsored by Kamal Empire Community and Public Relations. If God gave you the idea to start a business or pursue your dreams as a creative or an entrepreneur, this is your sign. Hi, my name is Orkia Kamau, and I'm the CEO and founder of Kamau Empire Community and Public Relations, a company created to assist creatives and entrepreneurs with branding, marketing strategies, as well as graphic design and social media managing. You can book your first free consultation with us on Facebook at Orkia Kamau or on Instagram at Kamau Empire CPR. Don't worry, at Kamau Empire, it gets easier. Are you ready to take flight? Allow Kamau Empire to spread your divine light. Fly high, spirits.
Yeah. Well, I got DJ Mike in the building right now. Okay. Yeah, I'm still here. I'm still here. Oh. I'm still here. MB and Rocco, we right here.
We ain't playing.
Yeah. I ain't playing.
But they wanted me dead, yeah. Put money on her head, okay. Yeah. That's what my brother had said. That man ain't no killer, nah. Yeah, he was just scared, mm-hmm. Yeah. He know he was born to be led, okay. Yeah. Now I was born to be a dread. They say I had ops, but all of them fled. Hit the gas hard cause they lights turning red. They eat, but they not getting fed. Cause of the hate, it's hard to break bread, yeah.
What's up? It's your girl, Miss Kiki Kamau, and we are back with another episode. You are listening to my First Amendment podcast, Grand Rising. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or whatever time you are listening to this. And Abari Ghani, my beautiful spirited butterflies. For those of you who do not know, Abari Ghani is Swahili for what's the news. And I'll tell you the news, but before I do, I want to say thank you to all of my old and new listeners. And really quick, because I haven't done this in a really long time, I want to give a shout out to my analytical geographical countries. How about that? Because I've done it in the past. I just recently did it. But I got to keep my eye on the prize. So thank you, United States. Thank you, Germany with 6%. I know that's right. New Zealand, tell your people to pull up. Australia, India, Canada, Austria. I mean, literally, it's almost the same damn thing. No L, okay? United Kingdom, what's up? South Africa, we need more of you. So tell your people to come through. Okay. Sweden, how did I get to Sweden? I'm going to say that every time. Kenya, seriously, I love y'all. Like, I need more of y'all. It's only 1% of y'all. Do better. Ghana, do better. I love y'all. Let's go. Romania, France, Mexico, let's go. Yes. Okay, so I just want to say thank you so much because you honestly could be anywhere in the world, but you are here with your girl, so I appreciate you. So hi, my name is Miss Kiki Kamau, and you already know you are listening to my First Amendment podcast. This segment is what I like to call the inauguration, where I rant and rave for no more than 20 minutes, but sometimes we'll go outside of that box. Going over topics like black entertainment news. I gotta stop saying black, y'all. I hate that word. But for now, I call it the bin. We got business tips and we got birthdays. All right. So, real quick, before we get into everything, I be forgetting, y'all, spirits. I be forgetting because I'm a sailor. So, in light of Veterans Day, and because I was a United States Navy sailor, and I'm a United States Navy veteran, sailors or the Navy's birthday is October 13th. Okay, let us not forget. I think it's 1772, but I can't remember. And then we just recently celebrated Veterans Day, November 11th. But for some reason, the public school system thought it was a good idea. And I'm only saying that because my child's father don't know how to say idea. Thought it would be cool to let the children out. And that just confused everybody and just threw everybody off their fucking course. So don't do that no more, school systems. Okay? You ruined it for everybody. All right? What? We just recently celebrated Halloween. The last episode I said that Willow's birthday was on Halloween. So happy Halloween to those who celebrate it. I celebrate Halloween. I recognize that day as the Day of the Dead. But now I'm just now hearing that they use African-American slaves, their skulls, for jack-o'-lanterns. But that's not going to stop me from celebrating Halloween because I believe that if you are in tune with spirits, and a lot of people say don't play with dark spirits, don't play with dark magic, but I watch Charm. So I don't believe it's dark magic. If you are in tune with your spirits and your ancestors that recently passed away and you want to reconnect with them, I think Halloween is the best day to do so. So I'm not weird with Halloween, but I'm definitely weird with Thanksgiving, Christmas, so on and so forth. Because seriously, y'all want to talk about haunted and evil holidays. Those are the haunted evil holidays. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. And my child's father is Guyanese, and for some reason he is souped up about Thanksgiving. Spirits, do Guyanese people celebrate Thanksgiving? I mean, do they celebrate Thanksgiving in Guyana? And if so, why? And Guyanese people, if you are listening, tell your people to pull up because I need to know. And I want to interview y'all because I want to get inside the minds. Because if y'all celebrate Thanksgiving, it's probably, you know, I'm going to be honest with y'all. If y'all celebrate Thanksgiving, something is mentally wrong with y'all. One, you already had Jim Jones come through and kill a bunch of y'all with Kool-Aid. And now y'all still want to celebrate Thanksgiving, even though y'all know y'all tied to the ancestral plains of Indians and African Americans. Stop it. Stop it. Or Africans or whatever y'all could. Child, stop it. Y'all think y'all. Child, let me not get into it. All right. Ooh. You know I got beef with him. We're talking co-parenting. So you know I got beef. All right. I got to get off that, y'all. So that is what's been going on. What we got? Any holidays coming up? Let me see here. I got my calendar full in effect. I don't know what Revolutionary Day is, but they're celebrating it on the 20th. Daylight Savings. You know, we got to fall back and then spring forward. So we recently just had Daylight Savings where the time went back. And like I said, Thanksgiving for some people is coming up. I don't recognize that day as a holiday, but some of you do. So there you go. All right, let's get into our Black entertainment news where we usually talk about political news, celebrity news, and our local news. Okay, so Ben. All right, let's talk political really quick. Yusef Salam, the Central Park 5 survivor. Do y'all remember the Central Park 5 children? Well, one of the survivors, Yusef Salam, has won a seat as the City Council of New York City on November 7th. So congratulations, my brother. I'm so proud of you. And I don't have my soundboard because I no longer want my soundboard, but I will go ahead and clap for you. I want to be able to say drop another clues bomb. But I'm going to get my soundboard back, y'all, because I like being able to do a cheers and stuff like that. So that is really good. I know his struggle was real. He actually even stated in one of the articles that you know, he feels like he is an ambassador for people's pain. He feels like because he endures so much pain himself that he's able to help his people see it through as well. So I thank you so much, Yusef. And I really feel like you're going to do a great job at that seat. And, you know, and I wish you all the best of luck as well. And Godspeed, for real, for real. In celebrity news, I'm not a sports person per se, but DJ Hayden is a former NFL cornerback, an alumni at a university, and he has recently passed away in a car accident along with six others. Like I said, I don't know anything about football, but may they all rest in paradise. And my sincere condolences go out to all of the friends and family members. I know it's very hard losing a loved one. I know it's challenging and it's difficult to bounce back from. So I wish all of them emotional recovery, a good emotional recovery. And so in local news, November 11th, and that's actually when the car accident happened, he passed away as well. So on Veterans Day, a lot of stuff had happened and went down. So unfortunately. So another incident took place here in Florida. We're talking local news now, spirits. November 11th, a 17-year-old African-American male was shot in the head and killed by a drive-by shootout here in Tampa on Emma Street. There isn't any more information regarding this story, but I will hopefully update you with more information once they add more information. So once I accumulate the information, hopefully I'll be able to bring that back to you. Okay. And then I want to talk about some national news really quick. Do y'all remember the riverboat incident? Okay. The Damian Pickett, the riverboat security and co-captain, is being charged with third-degree assault. Third-degree assault. That's your justice system working for you, spirits. So, y'all remember when this man threw his head up in the air because he tried to tell a group of Caucasian people to move their boat. They was all like, no. So, he took the rope off the anchor and was like, skedaddle. And so they just came up and just started swinging on him. He threw his head up in the air, and I guess he called himself fighting back. But next thing you know, a bunch of African-American people just started, flocking to the scene and helping the brother out. And one of the young men jumped off a boat, off one of the cruise boats, and was like, I got you. Like, listen, that would have been me. You understand me? I'd be so ready to snap. I'd be so ready to hurt somebody. I would have jumped off 20 boats just to get over there. Okay, ain't no mountain higher. Ain't no river lower. Or is it wider? Whatever. I would have been on the same boat, jumping off the boat, helping my brother out. So, unfortunately, he did get charged with a third degree assault. But what about the Caucasian people? Are they going to jail for life? Like, come on out of the... The system is all whack. The system is all whack. America, right? Ugh. So, okay. Business tips. Moving on. Let's talk business tips, spirits. So, I don't have much to say in this aspect, but this is something that I know and I see firsthand that it works. Going to network events, whether it's in person or online, and attending meetups and online or in person as well. But spirits, when you do this, make sure that you have a tangible item such as a business card or a flyer of your services, of your company services. That way you can hand to these people at these networking events, because you don't know who is going to be the next person that could help your business get to where you're trying to go. Does that make sense? So leave them something tangible behind. Your brand is who you are. It's all you got. So definitely do that. And speaking of business cards and flyers, if you are looking for a graphic designer for business cards and flyers, you can always check out Kamau Empire, which is my company. We design business cards, flyers, all kinds of graphic designs for all your business needs. So definitely check me out at Kamau Empire CPR on Instagram, or you can go to Facebook at Orkia Kamau, or you can just hit us up on our website is coming soon, but you can email us at orkia.kamau@gmail.com. That's orkia.kamau@gmail.com. So If you're looking for graphic design, there you are. Oh, and you can also check me out on Instagram at Kamau Empire CNPR to kind of see proof of any graphic designs that has been done in the past. All right, birthdays. So, spirits, you already know that we talked about birthdays last episode because we are currently in Scorpio season. We're going to be in Scorpio season for a little minute. So, big ups to Scorpios. However, when we return with our new episode in the following weeks, November 27th, we will be in Sagittarius season. Now, I got to be honest with you. I'm really excited about being in Sagittarius season because I never knew any real Sagittariuses until now. Our guest on this show today is a Sagittarius, and the guest next episode is a Sagittarius. And then, you know, I have a little cousin that's a Sagittarius too, but I don't know her birthday, so. And I don't know their birthdays either, okay? But I'm really excited about all the Sagittariusness, okay? So happy early birthday to Dave B813, who is on this episode today. And Marley Bando, he is coming up on the upcoming show, November 27th. So that is exciting and fun. Yes. So Sagittariuses, I don't know too much, nothing about y'all except for y'all like to talk in circles. And as far as the Leo, just don't work out for me that well. But, you know, I'm excited for y'all season to come. Because you know what? These Scorpios think they think they taking over. I'm ready for them to be done. You feel me? Be done. Yeah. All right. That was really quick, wasn't it? Yes. I think I'm talking too fast. That's probably why. All right. So let's get into my week and let's just be done with it. So I know I said that I wasn't going to talk about my weeks. I was going to use my bonus episodes to do that. But my bonus episodes are every time I change the topic and segment. So it really doesn't make sense to try to update you on my week on a weekly, update you on my week during my bonus episodes. I can tell you about my week during my bonus episodes, but I can't really update you on an overall basis. But I figured every episode I'll just do my best to update you on what's been going on with me. Low key, not too much, not too little, right? Okay, so I just want to clear the air really quick. Growing up, childhood, you know, adolescent to adult, right? I don't have a single person that I've known and that we are friends to this day since I was a child, like from elementary or middle school or high school till now. There is not a single person that has traveled throughout the years with me and has been there for me like as a whole, right? So, with that being said, I don't consider myself a person that has friends. I consider myself a person that has relationships with childhood concubines or childhood associates or childhood schoolmates. Okay, how about that? Childhood schoolmates that I came to know and become fond of, and they became fond of me. But the word friends, I do not use very loosely. So these are not my friends, okay? So people take offense. They're like, oh my God, I'm not your friend. No, you're not my friend. But yes, I know of you and you know of me. And we can continue to get to know of each other. But when I move away, am I going to talk to you? Probably not. Are you going to talk to me? Probably not. Friends last for a lifetime. So I don't have any friends. Yes, I have associates. Yes, I have schoolmates, past schoolmates. Yes, I know people from old jobs and occupations, but we're not friends, okay? With that being said, it's a relief off my damn back, all right? Because friends are the type of people that, because they are with you for a long time, they kind of become like these extended family members, which I'm not excited about because I can't stand my family members, majority of them. And these are people that is going to be needy. They're going to need something. They're going to want something. It's always going to be something. So trust me, I'm good on that because I need stuff. So I can't help nobody else. Okay. When it comes to like, hey, can I borrow this? Or can I, no, hell no to the no. Like, no. Okay, so with that being said, I don't have any friends, but I have an outstanding group of lovely, beautiful spirits that I have come encounter with. And this week has been a huge eye-opener for me because I understand that, you know, you're not always going to have friends. You're not always going to have supporters. But it became real to me when I saw this reel on IG, and they were saying that Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, they all were hated throughout their, you know, journey by people that showed up to their shows, that, you know, recycled and or regurgitated their quotes and things of that nature, but they still did not really support them and like them for real. Like, you were always going to have more haters than you got lovers or supporters. And they said that when you're doing God's work, people will hate you and they won't really support you. So because I stand in my truth, because I'm true to who I am, what I know, what I believe, how I feel, what I see, what I think, a lot of people won't like me. A lot of people don't like me, and a lot of people won't support me, and a lot of people don't support me, and that's okay. And I've learned this week that that is actually the best news I can get, because it shows me and it tells me that God and my ancestors are with me and I'm okay and I will continue to be okay. And all I need is to just maintain that fire and that light and that personality inside of me, and I'm definitely gonna go where I want to be. So, with that being said, I appreciate everyone that loves me and support me. But if you don't, you won't make or break me. Does that make sense? I'm going to continue. This train is going to continue to row. Wait, trains don't row, do they? That's a boat. Damn. Well, what trains do? This train is going to continue on the tracks. I don't know what they do. It's going to continue to choo-choo. How about that? All right? My train, my boat, everything is going to stay afloat. I'm not trying to rhyme. This shit is just, it's messing with my mind. So I just want to say, I'm going to say who I am and y'all say who you are. Let's get into this quote and let go. Fatherhood is not a gift from God. It's something you earn. By Malcolm X.
Going straight Austin Powers.
Damn.
Hey, Google dropped the beat real quick.
Don't get that nigga started.
Hey, the inner builder came on for real. But...
okay, so if okay. You want, you can bring the mic closer. And then you can just come sit or closer, however. You can just be loud, whatever.
I don't know where I can fit.
No, I mean, like as far as, like, on the mic, if you wanted to say something, like, oh, you can just, like, you can.
That bitch gonna pick you up. Say, like, yo,
what's happening? It's your boy, Marley Mando. We definitely live. Kiki Kamau in the building. They be live from the 813. You know how we get it. We definitely doing our thing, man. Shout out to the platform. I'm glad to be here. I'm just a side nigga in this situation right now, I guess.
Oh, damn.
I'm the nigga sitting in the chair on the side.
No!
Just making commentary.
We are recording right now, on both ends.
It's perfect, bro.
Spirit! All right, spirits, what's up? It's your girl, Miss Keith Kamau, and we are listening and tuning into my First Amendment podcast, where we're talking parenting all season long, and I am blessed to be here with my co-host today. Who we got here?
JB813, what's going on with everybody? What's going on?
Yes, so you know we're talking co-parenting today, and I got you on the show. I'm going to interview you later about your music and all that stuff, but I wanted to have you on the show for this particular. Are you, and you said you're comfortable with talking about co-parenting and how many, you know,
baby
mamas you got and stuff. Okay, so tell us a little bit about, you know, how many children you have and, you know, tell us a little bit of your background as far as a parent. You as a parent.
Me as a parent, I got two children. I got a daughter named Grace, who's 9, and a son named Malachi, who just turned 2.
Aww.
Yeah, it's my heart and soul right there. But yeah, my background, like, really just say on far as the co-parenting, like,
well, I'm going to ask you a question, but I wanted to just, wanted, like, your children and, like, how many and where they come from, like, one mom, two moms.
Oh, yeah, this is all one.
They all got a own mama. Yeah, you love them so much, you gave them their own mama.
Yeah.
So we're talking about parenting, and I want to know a little bit about, let's dive a little bit into your history first. Like, what was it like for you growing up, like, seeing your mom and dad parent? Like, what were their parenting styles like?
Well, I was really, like, far as father, I had my granddad coming up. My father wasn't, like, I met him more when I was grown. So mm-hmm. it was mostly just me and my mom. I was watching my mom working, you know, the routine, having to work two jobs.
Yeah.
I was more raised by my grandparents, and then I was just back and forth in the household. But, you know, like, that's just
okay. Growing up, so you were raised single by your grandparents,
you know,
single mom.
Yeah, like, they would make it.
So what was it? So when it comes to, like, how your mom was raising you, like, you know, when it came to, like, certain things, like, did she, when it came to instilling discipline, like, love, like, what was that like growing up in, like, the 80s and 90s?
You got all of that in a mesh from my mom. Like, she's sad, so she's sharp, you know what I mean? But it's just whatever you got from mom dudes, it was real passionate because it was a single mom, you know, so it's like, and it's, she had nothing but boys. It's four.
Oh, wow.
That's a, just so one
was,
son.
So was she more like feminine, like, let me see, like, you know how women are very, like, you know, fragile and vulnerable with our, you know, when our daughters were very like, oh, you know, sweetie, my baby failed. Like, was she like very like,
oh, no.
You know, she was like hard with y'all. Like, if you fail, get your ass up, you'll be all right.
Straight boxing match.
No, for real?
Yeah, straight boxing match. My mama got five brothers, so, you know.
Oh, wow.
She was the perfect woman for
she had five brothers and had five sons.
No, she had all four boys.
Four boys. Yeah, that's
she was built for it, dude.
So she's like a tough mom, like a hard woman.
Yeah, she I'll say when we was younger, but my baby brother, he getting the soft part of it.
Okay.
So, you know, the babies always get it easier.
Yeah, yeah. The last one's always, I was the last one, so I get that.
Oh.
Yes, I was spoiled. I was, you know, I didn't get all the whoopings or whatever. So she was kind of like strong on you guys because it was four of you.
Yeah.
When it came to like teachings in the home, did she ever teach like Black history? Did she like go over like music, certain music with you guys?
Yeah, the music definitely. Like, my mom was in the church choir, and like we ended up falling into that tradition too. As we were younger, they had us come up in the choir and stuff.
Okay.
So that was, I want to say that really was probably my natural introduction to music. You know? And then,
I think it's so funny that a lot of Black people always say, I grew up in the church.
I mean, we
all grew up in a church.
The church do it to you. But yeah, that's something that's all, by the way, got me started up in the music.
Okay.
Yeah, she was pretty well balanced on everything as far as the discipline, but even with the love as well. Like I said, she was passionate about everything. She still is to this day about music.
Okay, so she gave you a little bit of feminine love. She gave you some tough love. She was like, so she, you know, obviously had like certain music around, like Otis Redding, old school stuff, gospel music.
All of that.
You know, but did you learn, like, was she talking about Black history in the home, or like, was that not something that
it was more, relevant? I want to say that she wasn't teaching this. She was more like, she'll get me buy books from me.
Mm.
And she's like, you need to sit here. Books, so that was the type of books that I was around.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll catch it on my own time. Like, I read on Sunday. I ain't gonna say I read a book all that
right.
much, but like, I read on Sunday. Then over the years, I attained that knowledge through these books she was putting around.
Yeah. What about Grandma and Grandpa? Like, they didn't talk about like Martin Luther King, Malcolm X.
Grandpa was one that was spoiling me, but I lost him when I was young. Mm-hmm. I was seven. He passed, so I got most of the memories of like the spoiling. He took me to work all the time with him and all that type of stuff.
Teaching you like hands on training. What did he do for a living?
Oh, he was a roofer.
Nice. Yeah. And you know, back in those days, we used to utilize a lot of skills. Mm-hmm. Like, we had a lot of skills that haven't been there. Okay.
Yeah. Now you're good, y'all. We vibing, man. But, grandmother, so everybody knows, but my grandmother, she just recently passed in April. Mm-hmm. But my grandma, bless her soul, is Johnny Ronan. She made it 91 years old.
Wow.
You know, that like yeah. that was like my major, major motivation. Yeah. Right now. So with her, it was everything, like at the age, but I'm talking about down to first everything, first plane flight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Helping me get a first job.
Oh, everything. Wow.
Like,
okay.
My mom was around so long.
Oh, wow.
So it was like I had two mothers, you know.
That's how
it really was for me now. Like the father part, I can't hit on it too much because I'm really kind of just connected back with my father. And I choose that upon myself as a man. I'm like, I don't want to be the typical one, be like, oh, I'm bumping, bumping.
Right, you weren't there, so I'm going to be your friend or whatever.
I said that, hey, I'm going to take the initiative to get to meet this man.
Yeah.
When I seen him, I told him, I'm like, hey, I don't even want to talk about the gray area. Let's just catch up. I got two grandkids on this end, so you need to be like, still do the know that, you know.
I think that's dope. I think that's really dope for you. And like I said, and that's what you got to do to like break generational curses. Be like, you know, I get you right there. So now, bringing that up, you are a father and you have a son, but like you didn't have a man to like be there for you to like throw a football around and stuff like that. So how did that lack of skill set go into you as a parent? Like, how did you turn that around for your son?
I'll say, just the father, being a father in general, like with my daughter, it was like, you know, that was the test. So with my son, mm-hmm. I think I was a little more prepared when he was born.
Right.
But at the end of the day, I just try to give them everything that I always had wanted. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about a lot of years of work. There's a lot of things to give.
I think that's the big key right there is giving them what you didn't have, like your ideal childhood. What does that look like for you? And
So it's like I just give them the opposite of what I would do. I want them to go through that. It's not hard, but like the main thing is people who have children, you have to be ready to have children. Like, don't mm-hmm. have children if you're not ready. Because it's exactly. a beautiful thing. Like, I love it.
They're a miracle.
Yeah.
They really are.
Definitely.
So, and you're absolutely right. Don't have children unless you know, you're ready for it. So speaking of being ready for it, when it comes to co-parenting, oftentimes you get into a relationship with someone and you're thinking, okay, this is going to last forever. And then you have to split. And then now you have to share custody of the child.
Yeah.
You've experienced that. I'm experiencing that. Or we're both experiencing that. Talk to me about like what's that like for you when it comes to co-parenting, like from when you first knew that this is what it's gonna have to be. Like, did you know going into the relationship, like what was that like?
All right, to answer that, no, I didn't know for both. I didn't know because I went in trying to make a baby with a woman if I didn't see a future. It wasn't like a surprise wise with me, but when like this bit happened, like co-parenting, I'm gonna tell you one thing, it's definitely gonna be a challenge, but like I said, don't have children unless you really like y'all really ready for a child. Cause no matter what you decide to do, child's finna be here. So
exactly.
Co-parenting is always kinda rough, but my baby mama's ain't really bad, so I can't.
Talk to me about like when that happened, when y'all first.
In between, you know, because
how old were you with your first kid?
That's a good question.
Yeah, and I'm about to be like 27.
My first kid, I was like 22.
Yeah. See, okay. I think that'll be.
I was very young. I'm busting shots, like just you know. What I mean?
So, what does that feel like when someone says, like, okay, you know, we're gonna share this baby? Is the baby more with the mom?
Yeah, the baby's more
with you two.
Typically, that's how
as a man, how does that feel? Like, I have it,
it's more like flip-flop with me because, you know, I'm like, I'm heavily involved with them, actually. Mm-hmm. But like I said, I ain't saying, like, it was just smooth. Now, we had our little moments because co-parenting is an adjustment because we talk about as simple as we doing all right, and then you go get a new woman in your life.
Yeah.
And you weren't ready for that. Now
she
feels gonna feel a certain way now about this because you're like, man, we got this baby together. Like she still got that. So we had them little ruffles in between. So co-parenting is not easy, but it's very doable.
So your first baby mom got upset when you got introduced to another baby, and she was just like, so did she start keeping the baby away more? Like, what was that
like? She didn't do that, but you just kind of feel that energy. Kind of count. Like, I do the same thing. Like, I'll be like chilling. I don't even think about it.
Okay, so she was a little bitter, but did she take it out on the children is what I'm saying. Like,
No. She take it out on the children.
I mean, not take it out on them, but like.
She'll take it out on you. And
I'll probably have my little moments. Like, it'll be like
Were you able to see your daughter more often or less?
I could get her, but I had them weeks, you know, where she might just be feeling a certain way. You know, I post to get her.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, oh, I'm not even going to answer the call. And it's like, all right, I know you're doing this. Like, you're doing this intentionally right now. But, you know, like, we never got, like aggressive. Like,
so it never had to go to court or anything like that?
No, other than with child support. Yeah. That's the only thing. Yeah. I put my cell phone to it.
Oh, right. Dang. Look at that.
Big boy shit. You a father, go put yourself
big boy shit. You better off doing it. Like, just put yourself on.
I was
going
to say, what made you do that? Is it because?
It's wiser and it looks more responsible. Than it looks like, they actually talk to you when you do it. They talk to you. Like, they actually look at, hey, what? I had
so
a
they
apartment.
Treat you more like a man. Like, hey,
what's your name? That kills that whole stigma of, we don't give a damn.
Yeah, and there.
I'm here for it.
Yeah, I'm here for it. Put me on it. So when you had your next baby, how old were you? That's a good question. I got to steal that from Marley. How old were you when you had your next baby?
Well, he too. So I was 30, 33, 34.
Okay, so you were more equipped with it, but then you ended up having to co-parent with this one again because you're not living together, right?
Yeah, we're not together.
So what is that like? Because you might get in another relationship.
Yeah, it's like I don't know. But that was more like I think that it's his mom. She was a little younger, so we actually got close to actually getting married. Like, that was a more prepared, like, wiser me right there in that situation. But I think it was more like just two people not kind of like on the same page, you know what I mean? With that situation, like, just I'm older than her, so I think she still kind of had wanted to go out, have fun. Like, and I don't want to take that from a woman.
Right, so that's
really kind of how that split was. But it wasn't never like I didn't never have no crazy situations.
So let me ask you a question though. If you could, I know Marley, I know you had some. But if you,
over here,
I'm
going
to ask you some questions now because he is ready. But
yes,
I'm gonna,
Lord.
If you could, would you like love the idea of having your children to live with you or? Are you cool with them, like, living with mom?
I try to.
Because I'm sure they come and spend the night, right?
Yeah, they come and spend the night. Then it's like, whenever I'm night, definitely, if I'm not at work, my kids, I'm getting my kids. You know what I mean? Like, that's just a definite.
You should. The kids.
If I mess around and I'm like, oh, I got 5 days off. I'm on vacation. I ain't like, hey, I'm finna go out at 7 months. No, I'll be like, hey, I'm going to get my kids. I'm off for the weekend. But I get them periodically throughout the weeks and stuff.
That's
you know what I mean? All that. But I also, there's been times where I've been the parent that they stayed with me too. Like, I literally try to bring all of that, like, if say, for example, a job change happened, you know what I mean? And I'm just in a position of, well, you working overnight and I'm available to have the kids overnight over here with me, I'll take the kids to.
So you guys, it seems like you and your two children's mothers have like really good communication.
Yeah.
Now, do they communicate with each other for you know to keep? No.
No.
Is that weird? I don't know. I'm just Marley looking at
like
me
I
like.
Like I said, it got his mix.
I missed that. I'm a little high.
So they don't communicate with each other. But they communicate with you, and that's good.
Yeah,
don't have any, like, bad blood. So when it comes to, like, holidays, everybody's good. Like, how does that work?
Yeah, everybody's good. Like, it ain't, like
school clothes and all that stuff. Like,
that.
You guys don't.
Don't worry.
Damn. Well, why are you here?
Why?
You up here.
Damn.
He represents the best. he representing the best way of co-parenting. Like, this is how you do
that's
it.
That's
so, let me ask you a question. This is, what is, if you could give it, give any advice to anyone that's listening that has children or whatever and that's going through maybe co-parenting issues, what are some things that you feel like you could do to help better co-parent with the other partner?
With the, that's why I'm telling you, saying just to say communication is a, like, that's like, I don't know how to really word it, but that's not much to really say to define it. It's a lot more in between it, mm-hmm. but you have to be willing to like change or like, you might have certain ways like you, I can't just deal with this person.
Right.
But you have to put that to the side.
Yeah.
You gotta understand if you're doing that, you're not taking that out on the person, you're taking that on the child, for
yeah.
example. You know what I mean? But dad, hey, I don't want to be around a mom saying, I'm not going to let you see them.
Yeah.
That's a child that's in the middle of that. And that's why I say it's like I had those little situations, but it wasn't big because me as a man, that's what men got to understand. Like, me as a man, I took that upon myself. I'm like, hey, nothing finna defeat me
right.
from being able to
straight
see
up.
My kids.
I
right,
love
you know
that.
What I mean? And when you tap into an energy like that,
you
know,
own that.
Yeah, you finna own that. Nothing's finna stop you from this. Nothing they can do. I'm like, hey, you can do whatever. But I'm child support.
So
you're gonna
wow.
give that right.
So you put right. yourself you know, on child support.
I'm
you,
handling
you,
that.
You
like,
open
I'm going,
communication
I'm
with the baby.
I want to
like,
see my kids.
Yeah.
And when you do that as a father, you look good. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
it's just something that doesn't happen a lot. Like you said, a lot of, like you said, you was just wild. Like, a lot of
yeah.
dudes were young and wild. I feel like I was more mature from the start because most people I know, like, their kids is grown now. My kid's 9 and 2. I feel like I started late.
Mm-hmm.
But I was kind of more on that mature level with it. So I think that's how I handled it,
mm-hmm.
the way that I handled it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what would be some things, like, if you made any mistakes, what would be some things that you feel like you could have done differently?
Got married first.
Okay. But I mean, you what is
straight out? Straight out.
I like how he's like with the smile and everything.
Straight out. Damn,
it's the truth.
You would have gotten married first.
It's the truth.
Okay.
It's
I like
truth.
It. That's a good answer. That's a good answer. Well, y'all hear that, Spirits? He's a good man, Savannah. So I thank you so much for being on the show. Is there anything that you wanted to say that I probably didn't allow you to say or anything?
No, it's good.
Okay. Well, Marley, you ready? You up?
Yeah, I guess so.
You ready to get in the hot seat?
I guess so.
Okay, let's go. Well, Dave B, thank you so much for being on the show. And Spirits, let us know if you like the show and hit up Dave B at give us your handles.
Oh, it's just it's Dave B813. You know, if you want to just Google
Facebook.
It.
Facebook. Oh,
anything.
Just Google
just
Dave.
Just Google it. It'll come up.
I ain't
you
never
ain't
going
to have no problem.
Just Google it. Okay.
It won't be no problem.
You
Dave
see it?
Dave
God damn it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
That's all. Well, that's all, folks. Well, actually, that's all she wrote. And that concludes the show. I hope you liked it. I hope you learned something. And, well, I hope that you were inspired to change for the better. And if so, and you want to let us know, please feel free to comment. Don't forget to hit that like and that bell notification so you can keep up with another episode as well as the question that I have to ask for this outro. So, outro question for this episode. What makes a good dad? Again, what makes a good dad? This is only your opinion, so it will not be a poll. You can definitely reach out to us on Spotify, or you can reach out to us with our handles, which is coming soon. But first, we got our upcoming events. Spirits, we got third Wednesday open mic night with Creative Lounge at Royal Lounge here in Tampa Bay on Nebraska. And it is this Wednesday at 7 p.m. with Creative Lounge, Kimba on the drums. You do not want to miss it. It's every third Wednesday and it's a vibe. It's a vibe. Then we have Thursday, Poet versus Poet by Rapunzel the Poet All-Star It's her all-star event, and it's going to be at the Cigar and Martini Lounge here in Tampa at 8 p.m. You can go on eventbrite.com for both of these events. For Thursday, you can go to poet.com/eventbrite.com, or you can go to Creative Lounge, third Wednesday, eventbrite.com. And then we always have last Friday of the month, November 24th, Creative Lounge is having their Bars on a Platter freestyle event with DJ Solo. And this is at 9 p.m. You can get the tickets at eventbrite.com. I believe it's probably going to be called Bars on a Platter with Creative Lounge, DJ Solo, with Keybone the Drums. You already know, though. So, you know, it's that time again for Artist Spotlight. Uh-oh, where's my bell? Where's my bell? Okay, Artist Spotlight. We are spotlighting and shining a light on Kush with a K. Kush with a K is a local rapper here in Tampa, Florida. His IG is at KushWK. That's K-U-S-H-W-K. He has a song titled I'm From the Bay, which is he is currently posting and putting out, and he is working hard. And Spears, he is also an entrepreneur as well. Don't get him twisted. He's a Leo, so you know he's doing the most, and it's always going to be good. He's an entrepreneur for graphic design, business cards, customer merch, flyers, and so much more. So definitely check him out. Check out his songs. Check him out on YouTube. Check him out on Instagram. And tell him that he is spotlit. All right, my handles. If you are looking for me as an artist, you can check me out on Facebook at Miss Kiki Kamau. On Instagram, Miss Kiki Kamau at That Girl in Orange. M-Z-K-I-K-I at That Girl in Orange. That's T-H-A-T-G-I-R-L-N-O-R-A-N-G-E. And then you can also find me on YouTube, Miss Kiki Kamau. Don't forget, Kamau Empire makes it easier. It just gets easier at Kamau Empire. And that is my business page, Facebook. Oh my goodness. I just realized that I haven't been putting in my app. Okay. Business, my business Facebook page is Orkia Kamau, which is O-R-K-I-Y-A-K-A-M-A-U. Instagram, you can find us at Kamau Empire C-N-P-R. I'm sorry, Kamau Empire CPR. And then on YouTube, Kamau Empire C and PR. Completely forgot that. All right. And today, our special guest handles was Dave B. Thank you so much, Dave. Dave. I know him as David, but he don't like when people call him David. So, but I'm letting everybody know that's his name. Thank you so much, Dave, for being on the show. And I wish you so much more, and we got to have you back for season 6 so we can interview you as an artist for sure. So Spirits, if you are looking to find and knowing more about Dave B, you can check him out on Facebook at LeVar King Bronner. That is LeVarKingBronner. Instagram at DaveB813TV. YouTube at Dave B813. Don't forget, this interview will be on my artist page at 12 p.m. At 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time Friday on my YouTube channel at Miss Kiki Kamau. That is my artist YouTube channel, so do not get that confused. Odd Seasons, we break generational curses. I put those on my artist page, because that's what I'm all about. And then on business, Even Seasons, we talk about business, and that obviously goes on the business page. Does that not make sense to y'all? All right. Next episode, November 27th. It's topic, we're still talking co-parenting, A Father's Grief with Marley Bando. Well, it was fun, Spirits, but I got to run. Thank you for your mind. And until next time, I look forward to speaking to you. I look forward to empathizing with you, and I look forward to hearing from you. Till next time. Fly high, Spirits. I am a match for you. I get the crowd lit after you. Yeah, that is what masters do. They say she a poet, now a rapper too. Ooh, ooh, how she so confident. Try to take out her confidence. Say her poetry nonsense. Using explicit, she is not God sent. But I'm still here. And I think I made that very clear. Okay.
I'm still here. Hey! I'm still here. Oh.
understand.